You cannot pretend that, okay, I don't talk about that part of me, then I'm a good fellow. It doesn't work that way. You cannot hide it, because we are talking about the people who see you inside, who see in you the thing that you cannot see yourself. Don't think that you could hide something. This is one of the most important lessons here. Yes. Now let's see how he defends, she defends the cheating. Yes.
How the wife, for the sake of imposition, hid the beloved one under her chadar and offered a false excuse. For verily great is the cunning of you. She quickly threw her chadar upon him. She made the man a woman and opened the door. Beneath the chadar, the man was exposed to view and clearly seen, very conspicuous, like a camel on a staircase.
This is interesting, because that shoemaker is a big man and this chadar will not cover it and all that. But Rumi is talking about what? Here, remember, the soap opera is a made-up story. Here he's talking about you and your attitude in front of this examination we are talking about. Here, we say, okay, the guy is apparently hidden, but we told you that the Sufi knows, and he said, I'm going to punish you, but with patience, right? Now see the patience. Yes.
She said, 'Tis a lady, one of the notables of the town. She has her share of wealth and fortune. I bolted the door lest any stranger should come in suddenly unawares. The Sufi said, Oh, what service is there for her that I may perform it without any thanks or favor? She said, Her desire is kinship and alliance. She is an excellent lady. God knows who she is. She wished to see our daughter privily. As it happens, the girl is at school. Then she said, Whether she be flower or bran, with soul and heart, I will make her bride. She has a son who is not in the town. He is handsome and clever, an active lad, and one that earns a living.
Okay, are you listening? Okay. Right from the beginning, he said, okay, she's trying to cover up. Sufi knows, but your brain doesn't understand that that invisible is visible and all that stuff. He's trying hard. How? First he said, okay, she was here to see the girl, but pity the girl is in the school. And he said, okay, every morning the children are going to school. If this woman doesn't understand this, who is this woman who doesn't know that morning school time is not the time to come? Second, he said again, you know what? When the girl was not here, she said, doesn't matter how she looks, I will get it. Because she has a son, and that son is not around. He's out of the city. He's making up all the different details of the story to cover up again and again, right? The son is not here, the lady was for our girl, and it doesn't matter she didn't see her. She accepted her, no matter what. Now, the Sufi's answer, yes.
The Sufi said, We are poor and wretched and inferior. This lady's family are rich and respected. How should this be an equal match for them in marriage? One folding door of wood and another of ivory. In wedlock, both the partners must be equal, otherwise it will pinch and happiness will not be.
Okay, so he changed it. Asked the patience. He said, okay, the first thing was stupid. Now let me tell this. When you see this lady is so rich, this is the class difference here, and it cannot work. The lady will defend again. Yes.
Now the wife said that she was not bent upon household goods, and that what she wanted was modesty and virtue. And and how the Sufi answered her cryptically. She said, I gave such an excuse, but she said, no, I'm not one who seeks means. We're sick and surfeited with possessions and dollars.
I think this is one of the most usual way of reaction of the ego to that stuff. When he will bring some problem in, automatically, yes, I told him that. Yes, I knew it before, but something else, right? He said, yes, I talked about it. I said it, but he doesn't care about money, yes.
We are sick and surfeited with possessions and gold. We are not like the common folk in regard to coveting and amassing. Our quest is modesty and purity and virtue. Truly, welfare in both worlds depends on that. The Sufi,
you see, she starts from one point and goes to the maximum. At the end, she said, this lady is here for what? For all the good, positive stuff that the Sufi believes in, right? Okay. Now, Sufi again, talking about the poverty.
The Sufi once more made the excuse of poverty and repeated it, so that it should not be hidden. The wife replied, I too have repeated it, and have explained our lack of household goods. Her resolution is firmer than a mountain, for she is not dismayed by 100 poverties. She keeps saying, what I want is chastity. The thing sought from you is sincerity and high-mindedness.
Exactly. This is what he's here for. She, excuse me. She is here for, yes.
The Sufi said, in sooth she has seen and is seeing our household goods and possessions, the overt and the covert, a narrow house, a dwelling place for a single person, where a needle would not remain hid. Moreover, she in guilelessness knows better than we modesty and purity and renunciation and virtue. She knows better than we the aspects of modesty and the rear and front and head and
means
tail
what?
Of modesty.
Means what? This is, he's talking about covering, right? Now the guy is covered up with the chador sitting down there, so she is the master of cover-up. So he will say, yes, she's master of covering everything. Yes.
Evidently she is without household goods and servants, and she herself is well acquainted with virtue and modesty. It is not required of a father to dilate on modesty when in her it is manifest as a bright day. I have told this story with the intent that thou mayest not weave idle talk when the offence is glaring.
Who said that?
Mm-hmm.
Story finished. You want the Sufi to kill the guy? You want what? Nothing. Story finished. And he said, I told you this story because this is you bragging. Aren't you? This handmaiden is always bragging about her knowledge. This is the function of the brain. Haven't you seen the people? Nobody will tell you I'm stupid. Or is it, I know. Especially stupid people, they say, I know. Because clever people, they have doubts. They know that there should be a trick. But the stupidity. Here, he will bring it out and say, this is it. This is the covering and cover-up. Two stuff. We talk about covering, and you are in the line of cover-up. This is the main problem here. Yes.
I have told this story with the intent that thou mayest not weave idle talk when the offence is glaring. O thou, who art likewise excessive in thy pretension, to thee there has been this exertion and belief.
What thou is this? Who is saying this?
Who is
It's not Rumi. It's that beloved in the garden and talking to the bad guy. We're talking about you. So this you, the first you comes from Rumi to you, that okay, I told you this story for you to learn that when something bad happened and some of your weaknesses was out, don't cheat, don't brag, don't defend yourself. Then next verse is the lady telling that you fellow, you're like that Sufi, you were cheater, and here you're trying to make it good. Yes.
Well, thou likewise excessive in thy pretension. To thee there has been this exertion and belief. Thou hast been unfaithful like the Sufi's wife. Thou hast opened in fraud the snare of cunning. For thou art ashamed before every dirty braggart, and not before thy God.
Oh, let's take it back to the seventh story of book one. Do you remember the harp player?
Mm-hmm.
Who was playing the harp for the heart of listeners, forgetting to play for harp? Here, he repeated in another way, he said, look at you. You are shameful when you're facing the people, but when you're facing the God, you are not shameful. How come? You are trying to cover it up with the people. You don't understand that you cannot cover it up from God? Can I cover up something from God? Yes or no? How come? How is it possible? How does he see one thing I hide? If you believe in breath, the breath is here. If you believe in my heart being his home, is here and is always watching me. How could I hide from something from me? Because that other part of me, right? If it is in my heart, it's in the God's house. So could I hide it? I could hide nothing. I shouldn't need to hide something. This is the verse that we'll leave it for next time, inshallah. Next time, he will come to the last part of why I begin with. He will say, let me talk about why I'm saying, telling you that the God has ears, has eyes, and all that. These are all for you. We come to that next time, inshallah. And یکی واعظ شو بر تخت آمدی قاطعان راه را داوی شد دست بر می داشت یارب رحم ران بر بدان و مفسدان و طاغیان بر همه تسخر کران اهل خیر بر همه کافر گران و اهل دیر می نکردی او دعا بر اصفیا می نکردی جز خمیسان را دعا مردم گفتن که این معبود نیست دعوت اهل زرارت جود نیست گفت نیکویی از اینها دیدم من دعاشان زین سبب بگزیدم خبس و ظلم و جور چندان ساختم که مرا از شر به خیر انداختم هرگهی که رو به دنیا کردمی من از ایشان زخم و ضربت خوردم کردمی از زخم آن جانب پناه باز آوردند بی گربان برا چون سبب ساز سلاح من شدم بس دعاشان بر من است ای هوشمند بنده می نالد به حق از درد و نیش صد شکایت می کند از رنج خویش حق همی گوید که آخر رنج و درد مر تو را لابه کنان و راست کرد این گله زن نعمتی کنی که زند از دم ما دور و مطرودت کند در حقیقت هر عدو داروی توست کیمیا و نافع دلجوی توست که از او اندر گریزی در خلا استعانت جویی از لطف خدا در حقیقت دوستانت دشمنند که ز حضرت دور و مشغولت کنند از حیوانی که نامش اشقر است او به زخم چوب و زفت و لمتر است تا که چوبش میزنی به میشود او ز زخم چوب فربه میشود نفس مؤمن اشقری آمد یقین که به زخم رنج زفت است و سمید